This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
This is Blockchain Billions. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Richard Ma. Richard, who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I am the CEO of QuantStamp. QuantStamp, it's a security auditing company that checks smart contracts because blockchains are secure, but smart contracts are not secure. And that is one of the weak points of Ethereum.
Richard, how are you involved with blockchain?
So I was actually involved. I was a programmer, and I was really interested in the idea of the blockchain because it gives a lot of power to end users. And when Ethereum came out, I was especially interested because with Ethereum, you can actually put programs onto a cryptocurrency. And that was really intriguing. So I invested in the original Ethereum crowd sale. And actually, when the DAO came out, I thought that was a great idea. Decentralized autonomous organization. So I also invested in the DAO. And it turned out that the DAO was hacked because there was a flaw in the smart contract. And so that was kind of the birth of the idea for QuantStamp. And since then, we've built an enormous team that has a mission to audit all smart contracts on the Ethereum blockchain.
Richard, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
I think the biggest success so far with blockchain has been decentralized payments. That is the easiest use case of the blockchain. And with that comes regulation and compliance. And I think regulation and compliance is an enormous issue for the blockchain. And I think that another biggest success is that is really the invention of smart contracts on the blockchain, because that can enable really complex payment methods to be used, and it can allow many real world businesses to eventually move onto the blockchain, which I think is very exciting.
Richard, in your point of view, what will blockchain replace or augment?
I think that's in the current world. So this is what I call, Web 3.0. So I would say, in many ways, blockchain is Web 3.0. And in Web 2.0, what we found is that large centralized companies have managed to serve users, and users have given them their information, and they've been able to profit from that information, these large companies. And that's kind of Web 2.0. That's why Facebook became so enormous and why Google became so enormous, because they controlled the flow of information. And in my view, I think that blockchain is Web 3.0. And with a blockchain, it's very hard for a centralized party to control all the value. Actually, users receive a lot more value. And that's why I'm really a blockchain true believer. So I think that in the future, more and more projects will come out where users receive a lot more of the value that they generate, and they will replace existing Web 2.0 businesses. I also think that in terms of augmentation, they're going to facilitate international money transfers, which currently are quite difficult. And they will also help to bring on the next 2 billion people who are currently unbanked. And these are all coming up in the next 2 years.
Richard, how will people make money with blockchain?
I think that the blockchain allows users to have many ways to make money. For example, currently Facebook, they use your data and they serve your advertising, and you really don't get much out of it. But I can imagine a future where with a more secure and scalable blockchain, with smart contracts, it's possible to build a Facebook where the end user, they're actually receiving a portion of the value that they're generating from advertising. I think that people also make money by mining, currently. But the mining will become more esoteric and sophisticated instead of just brute forcing and making calculations with really fast computers. There'll be types of mining where it's like more based on intelligence or information. And with QuantStamp, something that we're doing is called independent verification. And that's where anybody can check a contract, and if they find an error, they would get paid via the blockchain. I think that people's personal data will also be another source of profit if they can control it.
Richard, what advice do you have for those interested in blockchain?
The advice I have is that in the current environment, I'm seeing a lot of companies that are traditional companies which are moving onto the blockchain. And I think the big danger there is that these entrepreneurs have not taken the time to really understand what the blockchain can and cannot do. At its basic level, a blockchain is simply a distributed ledger, and it is only suitable for certain types of businesses because of the fact that the nodes in the network are decentralized and trustless. And so a lot of businesses, for example, real estate businesses that are trying to move on to the blockchain, consumer businesses that are trying to move on to the blockchain, for those entrepreneurs, it's very important to just dive deep into the technology to really understand what can and cannot be done. Right now, I see a lot of square pegs trying to fit into a circular hole. And there are a small amount of blockchain projects which really get it and have good tech and are building the infrastructure that will support these businesses in the future. But right now, I think it's more of a learning process, just going to meetups, reading white papers. And that's really going to help the next generation of blockchain projects. And then for people who are more interested and don't want to start a project, I would certainly recommend simply like downloading an Ethereum client, downloading a Bitcoin client, actually running the mining software and seeing how it works from the inside and trying to make some Bitcoin or some Ethereum. Because then once you have done that, you kind of realize the magic and it really clicks. Because you can realize that anybody can just download this node and this network, it cannot be taken down. It cannot be destroyed. It is fully secured by just hundreds of thousands of people. And that's pretty amazing.
Great. Well, thanks, Richard.
Oh, thank you.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.